From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State takes Palmyra. The insurgents overran the ancient Syrian city on Thursday. Heather Murdoch reports.
An amateur video posted on a social website Thursday shows what appears to be a gas field near Palmyra. This man in the video, presumably an Islamic State fighter, makes vague threats against Gulf Arab people and Alawites, the sect of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, and the video shows a car driving on a road to Palmyra. The Islamic State group the same day announced on Twitter that it had taken over the city, which includes a military base believed to house massive amounts of weaponry, an airport, and a prison. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama has designated Tunisia as a major non-NATO ally of the United States. Mr. Obama met Thursday at the White House with Tunisian President El Baji Kaid Essebsi.
We discussed the importance of security and the recognition that given the instability in the region, it is important for us to continue to partner effectively in counterterrorism efforts.
The American leader said he was pleased to hear of Tunisia's political change to a democracy. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe says both sides of the Ukrainian conflict have been violating the terms of a ceasefire agreement. And speaking to the German parliament in Berlin Thursday, Chancellor Angela Merkel said it is unimaginable for Russia to participate in a meeting of the world's leading industrialized countries as long as it is involved in the conflict in Ukraine. She said next month's Group of Seven meeting in Bavaria will not